you recently wrote a story that I really enjoyed about Colorado artist in recovery. Can you talk just briefly about the premise of the piece?
Yes. First, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I put a lot of work into it. And my biggest fear is on sensitive stories like this, that people will not like it or they will think that I did something wrong. So I'm glad that there was, good feedback from the group and from you on this. I was attracted to the story because in my new equity beat, the way that my editors describe my role here is that I'll be focused on who needs help in Colorado and how is it getting to them or not. And I think the story is a good example of how help is getting to people who are in recovery from a lot of things, from addiction of some sort that could be, from drugs and alcohol or from other mental health issues. One person I focus on in the story had an emotional eating habit that she's trying to break. The founder of Colorado Artists in Recovery, this group that I'm focused on, also said that many people in the program are also in recovery from lack of inclusion. And so I found a lot of things interesting about this story. And I think we tend to like to focus on new and emerging ideas and programs trying to help people in the state. So this one just seemed like a good idea. And my editor actually passed it on to me and encouraged me to do it.
You say that the Colorado Artists in Recovery also serve people who are dealing with a lack of inclusion.
One person was telling me that she lost a lot of her friends through her emotional eating and after a breakup. And so that feels like a lack of inclusion, like not having people to turn to when you're going through mental health challenges. And I think the pandemic is also another added factor in that, right? Like, we're not seeing people in person anymore. And that is one of the reasons that the founder of Colorado Artists in Recovery sped up his plans to launch this program, because he just felt like isolation was leading to more overdoses and more deaths even. He said he called it a celebration of life, but what he really means is a funeral every single week for someone who died from, their drug or alcohol addiction. Yeah, I think that that's what she means, is that she doesn't feel like she's included in any kind of group. And when she goes to Colorado Artists in Recovery meetings, there are a lot of other people like her who are going through a similar thing.
I really enjoyed the way you started the piece. I mean, it just pulled me right in. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So this actually happened before Colorado Artists in Recovery was formed. The founder of Colorado Artists in Recovery worked at the Sobriety House that offers treatment to people who are struggling with addiction. It's here in downtown Denver. He was working there at the time, and a young man came into his office yelling and crying about something that happened during the day. And he asked the counselor if he could have a sheet of paper. And so the counselor gave it to him, and then the young man disappeared into the basement of the facility and started making origami lilies with the paper. And the counselor saw that. As you see later in the story, you find out the counselor is the founder of Colorado Artists in Recovery. His name is Darren Valdez. And Darren just looked at how calm the young man was after, engaging with the art. And he thought, this is what we need. Like, we need more of this to help people who are struggling emotionally. And so that's just one of many stories, I think, that led him, or many experiences that led him to start Colorado Artists in Recovery. They call it CARE for short. And I wanted to open with it because I thought it was an easy but also telling way of starting the story and getting people to read further. I think editors know me as the reporter who likes to start stories out with anecdotes. And that's just because I try to find, a person who exemplifies a trend or a larger issue that I'm writing about. And I thought this young man did that for this story.
Did you leave anything out of the story that you'd like to talk about? I mean, the reason why I'm asking that is I know when I put stories together, sometimes a lot of things have to fall to the cutting room floor. And I'm wondering if there was anything you left out of the story, for space that you'd like to talk about.
Yes. I left out some of the parts where the teacher or the students were describing like how their actual addiction felt for them. And I left it out because I just felt like this should be focused on how they're being helped. I had every intention of adding it because I think people should know you know, that this is a disease and this is how it's affecting people. And this is why, you know, you shouldn't write off someone who's moving through the recovery as lazy or, you know, a lot of the other really terrible things that we hear. And I also think journalists are sort of under fire for writing quote unquote negative stories. And so I wanted to just try to keep this positive because that was really the vibe that I felt when I got there. But, you know, just briefly, for example, the teacher who is teaching the music class, which is what I focused on in the story, he was telling me about how, you know, there were points in his life where he wanted to stop drinking, but yet the disease was so strong that he didn't feel like he had a choice. Like most nights, he said that he would look in the mirror and like beg himself to stop drinking because he knew that it was literally killing him. And then the next morning, he'd be half a bottle deep into the alcohol again. But he also did say that one day he just felt like more of him wanted to stop drinking than the other part of him that wanted to die. And that was the time and place where he started his recovery journey. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, now he's 5 years sober. You know, I also think that in other stories, you see very similar descriptions of it. So I didn't really feel like I was leaving that much out.
And finally, what is it that you would like readers to take away from this story?
It's just basically that they want other people who are out there struggling to know that there are other people just like them, and that there's a place that you can go. You just have to find it. And perhaps this is it. Perhaps this is where people who are struggling with their addiction or some other mental health issue can go. And I think every story is an important story. The reporter just has to find a way to make it pop, I guess we could say, and make sure that the reader understands why it's important. And the other takeaway is that in order to survive, this group needs art supplies and, you know, musical instruments and other expensive products to continue, and they need a place to call home. And so I added that into the story because I wanted people to know in case that there are folks out there who can help them.
Tatiana Flowers, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me and for your great work.
My pleasure. Thank you for including me.